And let me welcome especially our guest, which will be appropriately introduced. One, two, also to our members of the committee. As you would know that as members, this is a special committee. Normally our committee happens on Wednesdays. And however we felt it wise that to convene a special hour before lunch, because the delegation will also be recognized in the National Assembly today. I also want to recognize the presence of the Cuban ambassador in South Africa. So what I will do is I will go around the table, first introducing ourselves. And then I'll hand over to the Cuban ambassador to introduce himself, as well as, and even just a little bit of your role, as well as the guest. I will also quietly distribute you a letter that the Cuban ambassador just gave to me. And the ambassador would be able to indicate what this letter is all about. So I'm just for formality's sake, I'm Roger Fransman, I'm chairing the portfolio Higher Education and Training. And I'm originally from the Western Cape.
Good morning, delegation from Cuba. My name is Lekheto. I'm a member of this committee from Mafeking in Donald West, representing the ANC.
And this is a very, very, this is an elder in our midst. And if you can also just give the reason why we humbly respect the elder.
Well, thank you very much. I'm Sibuli Mangena. I'm a member of this committee. He says I'm an elder because you can see I've got the gray beard. But also happy to see the ambassador here. We have had many interactions and of course also visits to Cuba, many in the past. Thank you very much.
And the youngest, as you can see, coming from Mpumalanga province, one of the tourist destination province. I wish the Cuban ambassadors can just take the delegation to Mpumalanga, seeing the beauty and the nature there.
He's inviting, you wish the Cuban ambassador is taking all the delegates to Mpumalanga. It's a marketing exercise.
And I'm a member of the committee and from the ANC.
Good morning, Ambassador. My name is Nolita Vuguza. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee for Education and Training. I'm coming from Gauteng Province. And I'm a member of the Congress of the People.
Yeah.
Is it on? Good morning. My name is Dr. Omar Jain.
And I'm a member of this committee and also the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology. Because I have a background in human genetics. And I represent the Democratic Alliance.
Good day, everybody. My name is Foni Mushana, hailing from Limpopo. It's the poorest province in the country. Yeah, but I'm also a member of Higher Education and Training Portfolio Committee and in the ruling party, the ANC.
Good morning to the ambassador and the delegation. My name is Wendy Nelson. I'm coming from the Northwest Province, so it's right up north, it borders on Botswana. Very hot. I'm serving on this portfolio as well as social development, and I am a member of the African National Congress.
We've also got the Minister of Higher Education and Training, National Minister, could not attend, and he has sent his representative, and he was able to quickly introduce himself as well.
Yeah, Sam. I'm Gwev Sikonde. Yeah, I'm an advisor to the Minister of Higher Education and Training.
Yes, good morning, honorable members. It is our pleasure to meet you this morning, and I would like just to express our highest appreciation to the chairman of the portfolio committee. And I will briefly introduce the delegation, first of all. With us is Dr. Aleida Guevara Marsh, who is a doctor in medicine, he's a pediatrician. Is working in Cuba in this profession, in a hospital. And Camilo Guevara Marsh, who is a lawyer and is working in the Center for Studies on Che Guevara in Cuba. Both of them are the son and the daughter of Che Guevara. With us is also Nicole, who is the interpreter. My left side is Fidelia Ricardo, who is official from the Institute of Friendship Among the People in Cuba. It's an institution that was created after the triumph of the revolution just to link Cuba worldwide with all the nets of solidarity and so on. That side is Mr. Joel Lago, who is third secretary from the Embassy of Cuba in Pretoria. And at the back, there are some contacts, members of the Friends of Cuba Society. This organization is a non-governmental organization already registered in South Africa, and they are responsible for the solidarity movement with Cuba. Particularly is Becky, there, the acting secretary general, because the current chairman is Father Michael Lapsley, who is now abroad, and he's taking his shoes during those days. What the rest of the colleagues are those over there. Also, the Honorable Chairperson asked me to mention something on the letter you will receive. This is the Portfolio Committee on Education and Training. In Cuba, we are calling for an international event every 2 years. And probably the Honorable Mangena can remember that during his term as Deputy Minister of Education, celebrate this kind of congress on higher education every 2 years. The name of the event is University, and it depends on the year. Next year it will be University 2010. And this is an invitation we will send to all the honorable members, and also we already sent it to the minister, and to all the rectors and chancellors, and even professors from the South African universities. This is not an event purely Cuban. It's an event that comes with the support of UNESCO, and usually many ministers, our delegates from a large number of countries are participating. For this reason, we would like just to share this information with you, and if there is somebody from the committee that could attend it, well, will be very much welcome. All the information is possible to consult it on the website of the event. Okay, I think.
Thank you. Let me just say to the delegation of Cuba, including the ambassador, that as this parliament, and in particular the portfolio committee, and even having different political persuasions sitting around this table, there's common perspective on the fact that we recognize Cuba's ability to deal with the skill challenges. We also want to take and therefore we've took the liberty to invite you to share with us some of those experiences. And we hope that into the future, Ambassador, that we can structure relations, hopefully, between Parliament of South Africa as well as the Parliament of Cuba. Specifically dealing with the skills issues. We also want to stress our appreciation precisely because of the efforts of the Cuban society in Africa to ensure that South Africa is being emancipated. With that, I want to give over to Dr. Guevara.
Good morning to everyone. Realmente es impresionante estar aquí. It's very impressive to be able to be here.
Como el embajador me presentó, yo soy una médico cubana.
As the ambassador presented me, I am the profession of a doctor in Cuba.
Pero he trabajado algún tiempo con el Instituto Cubano de Amistad con los Pueblos.
But I've also worked for a certain period of time with the ICAP, the Institute, the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the People.
Por lo que he tenido que ver con toda la información sobre el desarrollo de la cultura en Cuba.
In this capacity, I've been able to see a lot of the questions with relation to the development of culture in Cuba.
Ustedes saben que lo primero que hacemos al triunfo de la revolución es una campaña de alfabetización masiva.
You all are probably aware that one of the first things that we carried out after the triumph of the revolution was a mass campaign to eliminate illiteracy.
Pero eso no fue suficiente.
But this was not sufficient.
Porque podemos eliminar el analfabetismo, pero hay que dar oportunidad para que las personas puedan seguir desarrollando su cultura.
Because it's not enough to just eliminate illiteracy in itself. You have to take the next step to assure that everyone can have the opportunity to continue educational training and gaining access to culture.
Para eso es necesario darle acceso a la educación a toda la población.
For this reason, we consider it necessary to make education accessible to the entire population.
Y Cuba, aunque es un país bastante llano, tiene algunas zonas montañosas y de difícil acceso.
And Cuba, although it's a country that has a lot of flat areas, there's also very many extremely mountainous areas that have that are difficult to access areas.
Por lo que estos niños quedaban aislados de la posibilidad de ir a las escuelas.
And those children that come from those mountainous areas, you know, it's difficult the accessibility that they have to education.
Y logramos hacer pequeñas escuelas con todas las cosas que se necesitan para la educación moderna en los lugares más aislados del país.
This was before the revolution. Then after, we were able to construct schools, small schools in all of the provinces and all of these areas that are the most difficult to reach areas in the country, so that education would be accessible to those children as well.
Pero para ello tuvimos que preparar y entrenar a un grupo importante de personas para que fueran educadores.
But to do this, we had to carry out the training of a large group of people who would be able to go to these regions and carry out the educational training in these areas.
Todavía hoy, 50 años después de la Revolución Socialista, tenemos dificultades en este aspecto.
And even today, 50 years after, you know, of having a socialist revolution, we still have a lot of difficulty on this question.
Porque la educación es algo continuo y siempre el pueblo exige más.
Because education, it's not something that ends at a point. Education is something that is continuous, and it's something that the peoples are always asking more and more of.
Y es muy importante la calidad del ser humano que tiene la responsabilidad de educar nuevas generaciones.
And it's important to develop this quality of human being that feels the responsibility to educate all the new generations.
Es la base de la sociedad, de cualquier tipo de sociedad.
It is the base of any type of society.
La conexión entre los maestros y la casa también fue un paso muy importante que comenzamos a dar.
La conexión entre los maestros.
La unión entre la casa y la escuela.
Mm-hmm. And also to find more unity between the household and the schools, we also had to find some kind of a way of doing this.
En este momento tenemos proyectos nuevos en la educación superior.
In this moment we have new projects that have begun in the area of superior education.
Porque
higher education.
Algunas personas, algunos jóvenes no habían podido estudiar lo que ellos querían estudiar.
Because we found out that there were a number of students and young people who had not been able to study what they really wanted to study.
Porque se imaginarán que en un país eminentemente agrícola, nadie quería ser, por ejemplo, ingeniero agrícola. Todo el mundo quería ser médico, abogado, economista.
So, I mean, you imagine that in a country that is generally a very agricultural country, even though this is the case, not many people wanted to, for example, study agricultural engineering. Most people want to study, you know, medicine, law, and...
Y había un poco que planificar esa capacidad que el Estado tenía de educar y después darle trabajo a esa persona que había educado.
So we had to look at this the capacities of the state and to also look at the question of the needs of the country and the ability to train people and the problem of where skills are needed.
Por tanto, si había personas que querían ser economista o abogado y eran demasiado, teníamos que empezar a poner un límite en el nivel académico.
Okay. So if there were certain people who wanted to be economists and lawyers, we since this is a profession that very many students choose, we had to start to put a very high demand on the sort of educational outcomes for people to study this.
Entonces quedaron jóvenes que no pudieron estudiar en un momento determinado la carrera que ellos querían estudiar.
So what the result of this was that at a moment there were a lot of students who were not able to study what they wanted to study because they could not reach these these qualifications, these levels.
Y en ese momento hay un nuevo plan en el cual las universidades van a los municipios y los profesores universitarios dan clases en las tardes a aquellos jóvenes que normalmente no pueden ir por la mañana a la universidad.
So we've started a new program as well where the educators will go to those communities where, for example, students who don't have time or, you know, to study in the morning, that they can study in the evening. So we've made that accessible to them.
Esto ha provocado un nuevo desarrollo en la cultura popular.
And what this has done is it has embarked upon a new development in education and culture of our country.
Y ha también modificado un poco la posibilidad de contactar profesores de alto nivel académico con el pueblo realmente.
And it's also allowed us to have academics of very high standard, very high level, to have more contact with other communities.
Todo eso, por supuesto, es muy caro.
All of this, of course, is very expensive to carry out.
Y Cuba es un país del llamado tercer mundo y con muy pocos recursos naturales.
And Cuba is a country of the so-called third world and has very little resources.
Pero es un objetivo fundamental. Si queremos un pueblo que pueda producir bien, tiene que ser un pueblo culto también.
But it is a fundamental objective that we have, because if we want to develop a country, then we also need to develop the culture of the people in that country.
Y tuvimos que hacernos dueños de lo que producíamos para poder dar ese beneficio al pueblo cubano.
And we had to, of course, make ourselves owners of what we produce so that we could give these benefits to all Cuban people.
Eso es el secreto que tiene Cuba para poder, siendo un país del tercer mundo, tener un sistema educacional gratuito a todos los niveles y con toda la amplitud del primer mundo.
This is this is the little secret that Cuba has, to be able to, as a third world country with very little resources, to be able to provide a very high level of education in their country, completely free to all its citizens, and at very high quality.
En este momento tenemos un proyecto muy importante de corte internacional.
At this moment, we have a very important project
hacia para otros países.
An important project that is aimed at other countries.
Tratando de ayudar a otros pueblos que lo necesitan para librarlos del analfabetismo.
Trying to help those countries that need the help, especially in the area of eliminating illiteracy.
El método se llama Yo Sí Puedo.
The method that we use is called Yo Sí Puedo, which means Yes I Can.
Y lo estamos haciendo en español, en inglés, en portugués, en creol.
We're doing it in Spanish, English, Portuguese, in Creole,
in Guarani,
in Quechua, indigenous
los idiomas
languages.
Autóctonos de nuestras poblaciones latinoamericanas.
These are indigenous languages of our indigenous people in the Americas.
Y esto ha provocado que ya hoy Venezuela se libre de todo tipo de analfabetismo.
And the result of this project is that Venezuela is now completely free of illiteracy.
Y Bolivia está ya por el mismo camino.
And Bolivia is also on that same road.
Hay muchas cosas que podemos hacer si unimos fuerzas.
There's many things that we can do if we unite forces.
Y por supuesto pueden contar siempre con la solidaridad del pueblo cubano.
And of course you can always count on the solidarity of the Cuban people.
Was anything from your side, Camilo?
No.
Okay, cool. Members, I think that's it. I'll allow for questions and engagement. This will rather be an engagement session so that we are able to strengthen ideas. But I can say to Dr. Leder that the South African illiteracy campaign or wiping out illiteracy campaign has a lot of features of the from the Venezuelan model, which in fact came from the Cuban model. I think also just to indicate that my last count a couple of years ago, Ambassador, was that for every roughly 160 families, there's one professional doctor. Around about 165 families, you've got one doctor. Well, roughly for, basically in every community, you've got a family doctor. Also, I know that in South Africa we've got there's a Latin American school for medicine in Havana, where there's a couple of hundred of our students also study. Ambassador, this program called Yes I Can was obviously started long before the Obama campaign about Yes I Can. Okay, I'll hand over to my member, Dr. James.
The cable is
on.
I'm having difficulty with the technology. I've done some work with Cuban biotechnologists. And principally with the issue of food security and genetic modification. And genetic modification. And I think it'd be quite interesting if you can just remark on that for other members of this committee. Because the quality of work that's done in Cuba is of extraordinary standard. And the other area is in performing arts. And if you can just share with the rest of the committee how you've organized that. I mean, the National Academy of Performing Arts through your school system.
Biotecnología.
From the point of view of biotechnology,
realmente tenemos un interesante desarrollo en el país.
We do have a very interesting development in our country.
Empezamos por un pequeño centro de investigación.
We started with a very small center of the, research.
Y hoy hay alrededor de 8 grandes institutos de investigación en todo el país.
And today we have 8 large research centers all over the country.
Es muy amplio el diapasón de investigación.
It's the areas of research are very wide.
Pero los dos campos fundamentales son la medicina y la alimentación.
But the two fundamental areas that we focus on are food security and medicine.
En este momento estamos trabajando en nuevas vacunas preventivas.
Now, at this moment, we are working on a new preventative vaccine,
como cáncer de pulmón,
such as lung cancer.
Seguimos intentando la vacuna del SIDA, pero ha sido muy dificultosa.
We're also working on the vaccine for AIDS, but it is very difficult.
Estamos trabajando en nuevos medicamentos antivirales.
We're also working on a new antiretroviral medicines.
Y realmente hay cosas interesantes que en los próximos años podemos estar logrando.
And there are very many important developments that we think will be happening in these areas in the next few years.
Ahora, en la agricultura nos interesa mucho todo lo que es transgénico.
In the area of agriculture, we're very interested in what is this area of genetic modification.
Pero con la confirmación absoluta de que no daña al ser humano.
But we are researching to confirm that there are that you have security that there are absolutely no harm done to human beings.
Estamos haciendo grandes experimentos con peces de agua dulce.
We are also working with doing experiments with fish from ¿cómo se dice? Agua dulce. Freshwater.
Y estamos también viendo distintas especies de planta con mayor productividad.
And we're also looking at a large number of agricultural products to have a much higher levels of productivity.
Uno de los serios problemas de nuestro pueblo es ser autosuficiente desde el punto de vista alimentario.
One of the most important problems that our country faces is to be self-sufficient in the area of food provision and food security.
Y en ese sentido estamos trabajando.
And in those areas we are working in towards these goals.
Ahora, los centros de desarrollo artístico en Cuba son algo como aquí debería ser igual. Natural, espontáneo.
And now in the areas of artistic development, the centers for artistic development are in our country. It's something that, as it should be here as well, completely fundamental to our people.
Yo siempre, desde que estoy en Sudáfrica, estoy diciendo que si la directora del coro nacional cubano llega aquí, convulsionaría.
I've been saying this several times since I've been here in South Africa, that with my experience here, if the director of the national choir were to come to South Africa, she would be completely convulsed, very extremely moved by an experience.
Porque ella se puede pasar tres meses preparando el nivel de voces.
Because she can use up to 3 months preparing the choir and the voices, leveling the voices, and
y aquí en 5 segundos grupos humanos que ni se conocen pueden cantar con toda una modificación y armonía extraordinaria.
And here I've seen that in a matter of a few minutes, people that do not even know each other can get together in a group and sing a common song that they know, and they have a complete sense of harmony and balance in the music that I haven't experienced anywhere else.
Esto realmente me ha impresionado muchísimo.
This is something that has impressed me very much on this trip.
Y yo creo que esa energía es muy positiva para poderla utilizar en beneficio de la cultura nacional.
And I think that this is a benefit that these people have, that is something that should be used to develop the national culture in this country.
¿Ustedes recuerdan que cuando hablé de la educación había dicho que habían jóvenes que se habían quedado detrás, sí, que no habían estudiado lo que ellos querían?
As you remember, I was explaining about the education, that there were many youth who were kind of staying behind, falling behind because they were not studying what they really wanted to study.
Bueno, muchos de estos jóvenes que no querían estudiar una carrera universitaria hoy son instructores de arte.
So many of those youth who were not really happy with any of the careers that were available at the university, many of those today have been trained to be directors of art centers. They're working in with a development of the arts.
De manera que después de pasar un periodo de 3 años aproximadamente aprendiendo instrumentos musicales, coro, dirección artística, pueden ir a las escuelas para estar cerca de los muchachos y enseñarles estas cosas.
So, for example, these students go through about a 3-year period of training and education and, you know, all kinds of artistic areas and musical instruments and different things. And after this period, then they can go to the communities and work with children and work with the communities and developing the arts.
Una cosa que nos falta a nosotros es rescatar más las raíces culturales nuestras, sobre todo indígenas.
One of the things that we are missing very much in our country and that we would really like to embark more on is the area of finding and discovering our indigenous history, the roots of our people, and that is those indigenous roots that we are not so aware of.
Porque eso llegó muy poco a nuestra actualidad.
Because sadly, very little of that culture remains. Was left for us.
Se destaca más la música africana y la música española mezcladas.
What is the most significant in our country, what was left for us, was the mix of African music and Spanish music.
Todavía tenemos muchas cosas que aprender.
So we have a lot of things still left to learn.
Thanks a lot. Let me just say to the members that an ambassador should remember that the person responsible for one of those research institutions, in fact, is a member of the council, the state council of the state. Dr. James, he in fact visited South Africa 2 years ago, a year ago. Was it last year? Was it early this year? And but they in fact wanted a very structural relation between South Africa and through the science and technology department. They helped facilitate that process. So even from there, from a national level in Cuba, there was quite an interest to try and put a structured relation in place. And Member Mangena possibly know more about that issue. Secondly, just for the members, the HIV/AIDS rate, unless it's different now, Ambassador, by the United Nations standards was in fact less than 1% in Cuba. Secondly, that based on the United Nations figures, less than, they've got one of the lowest infant mortality rates in the world, and then one of the highest life expectancy rates as well. And they've got a population of roughly 11 million people. I just thought, so it's a very, very healthy. In fact, one of the, remember Mangena, I think one of the products that they've recently done clinical testing in and went into the market related to a prevention for amputation for diabetes. Roughly what it is that close to 29% of people with diabetes goes for amputation, and in less than 3 to 5 years thereafter they die. And Cuba has kind of put in place a product and a mechanism and methodology and prevent amputation. So that's some of the interesting things that we've done. Member Mangena?
Well, thank you, Chair. I think it's a pity that the actual geographical distance between us and Cuba is so large. It's very difficult to get far. Yeah. But there is a lot that we can learn from the Cuban experience. The investments that they have made in education, in developing their people, is impressive, and it has got very, very positive consequences for or benefits for their society. I've seen those small schools, you know, in isolated communities with 15 learners or something, but with a teacher and of course, a television so that they can all learn together in wherever they are in the country with the other kids. And as you had pointed out, the ability to have a doctor in every village and every block and to be accessible free of charge by the population. All those things are possible because there's been a large investment in the development of their people and training doctors, engineers, and people of that sort. But the other important factor is the patriotism of Cuban people. Now those doctors, researchers, scientists, and so on are keen to use their knowledge and expertise to develop their society. visited those biotechnology research institutions, talked to the people there, and research is directed at solving actual human problems. And they are taking out patents, their intellectual property is being recorded, and they are producing vaccines and medicines that will be of immediate relevance to the children and the sick people and so on. And it is a marvel to watch, and I think one of those things that we can learn from, because in many instances, even when we have the knowledge and so, somehow we don't have sufficient orientation to use it to serve our society, but we'd rather think of going elsewhere or using it for other purposes. So it's something wonderful that we could learn from.
I'm noting for them, Sadebe, Mashwana, and
Chair. It's very nice to hear the delegation, you know, expressing very, you know, profound and interesting subject of education. But well, I believe the culture of singing and with one harmony we've learned from our president, from the Shilwam song. I know that if we sing it, even the opposing party will join us, you know, singing that song. On the lighter note. But the interesting factor in how you manage to spread the projects that you had in Cuba of educating also the other countries within, also in Cuba and other countries, the interest that I have is that how did you manage to also when you do this project, identify a necessary skill to procure themselves? Because one of the other challenges that you also have